Rivers never failed to talk to me. In all her moods, in good times and bad times. Even in the warm, lazy calm of summer, when I tired of her and wanted the shade of trees and the hum and buzz of secluded places, she was always waiting. "Talk to me," she'd say. "You shall be answered."